This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Open for Business. I'm Christine Wong. Sometimes staying healthy seems very daunting. Especially in the pandemic, with gyms closed and outdoor exercise limited, people are looking for easy and accessible forms of maintaining their health. So today, I'm speaking to Andrew Po, founder of High Blender, who may just have the solution at hand, literally.
Hi, Christine. Nice to meet you here. So my name is Andrew Po. I founded High Blender last year during the pandemic. And High Blender is a lifestyle brand that mainly selling portable blender in the Malaysia market right now.
Mm-hmm. And part of your journey that is so interesting as well is that, as you mentioned, you started this brand last year. But more specifically, you started this while you were studying for the bar exam in Manchester in the UK. So talk to me about that. You know, what sparked a law university student to suddenly start creating portable blenders?
Yeah, that's correct. Because everything just started from my own demand on a portable blender. Mm-hmm. Because when I was studying in Manchester, our studies are quite bulky in a sense, to whoever had took a bar, they will know. So we do not have a lot of time to eat healthy or manage our own diet. So I'm looking for something that can get a healthy meal quite quickly. Mm-hmm. And I was looking for a blender. And the kitchen blender is not one of our options because I live in a small dorm apartment. Mm-hmm. So a kitchen blender would be too bulky for my kitchen top. So I was looking for a portable one and I couldn't find a suitable one and the one that's working well for me. So that sparked my interest in getting or creating my own portable blender at the time.
Right. And did you have any previous experience or any sort of interest in, you know, creating an appliance like this beforehand? Like, what was the research that you had to do in the process of creating this product?
Well, honestly, I do not have any experience of creating something new like this. So previously I've done sneaker reselling, I've done selling online as well, some e-commerce previously, but definitely not creating my own products. The whole idea of building this, I have to go through a lot of market research as well. What's the best in the market and what I need to find a gap in the market where I can fit in mm-hmm. well.
Right, I see. And so what conclusions did you come to? What separates High Blender from other portable blenders on the market?
Yeah, so most of the portable blender in the market that I found are not particularly looking very pretty in my taste. So they either look like a mini version of a big blender or like a blender that looks like not really decent to me. So I was looking for a powerful blender with a nice outlook. Because I believe millennials like me and other people in the market will definitely like to have a blender that you can bring around and then to show to your friends. Because being healthy is a positive thing. It's the good thing to share around.
Right. So essentially, you wanted something that would sort of create these positive connotations. But also, I guess if you're going to carry it everywhere with you, it should be aesthetically pleasing, right?
Yes, that's correct. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about, what about the High Blender makes it aesthetically pleasing and also what else separates it from other blenders that are available?
Okay, so the first thing first is the design of water bottle. So we started with the idea that I want to get a portable blender that is looking just like a water bottle because we have a lot of nice water bottle in the market. You can see a lot of college students, uni students carrying a nice water bottle with them. Mm-hmm. It motivates them to drink more and be more hydrated, to keep them hydrated as well. So we actually designed this to look exactly like a water bottle where you can see the blade is actually hidden. So you can't really see the blade from the front. And the other thing is definitely the colors because for me personally, if you give me a lot of different colors to choose, I really can't make the decision. I have this problem basically.
Right,
so
okay.
I decided to go with these three colors. One color is this pink color, blue and white.
It's a nice balance of colors. You got some warm colors and cool colors and a nice neutral color as well, right? So I think that's really interesting. It's sort of designed for portability in all the ways, right? It's aesthetically pleasing. The blade is hidden. It seems to be relatively safe as well. And it's also, as you mentioned, I believe you can drink straight from the cup. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. So you can just open up the kit and you can enjoy your smoothie anytime.
Right. And also I understand that you have a sort of safety system on the lid as well, because it's a vessel for liquid, right? So you have a way that the lid locks into place, and there's like an LED light system. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we are definitely looking for safety when it comes to all the electronic appliances. So we're concerned about a washing of the blender itself. So what if the machines activates during when you cleanse it?
Mm-hmm.
After the discussion with the factory, we decided to put this smart system in place where there's a sensor, pressure sensor, to make sure that it can only activate when it's closed properly.
I see. Very interesting. And so, you know, you started all of this and you were doing all this market research and, you know, learning how to create a product that you have previously no experience at all in creating. But you also still a student at the time. I mean, how did you manage to balance essentially both running a business and also being a law student, which I understand is a lot?
Yeah, definitely. So I could really say that there have been a lot of sleepless nights, especially when it's just started and but I need to craft everything together, put everything together.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very fortunate as well, because at the time, due to the pandemic, I have to move back to Malaysia while continuing my bar exam.
Right.
So I get the time by myself, like during the 14 days quarantine in Malaysia. And also during the MCO period, I get to stay at home, and without any distractions, I can focus on my work and my studies as well. So I attend classes at night and I do research at the morning and at the noon as well.
Wow. So definitely you can say that, you know, when it comes to hustling, you really were up there with some of the most busy people. I don't know about other people. Maybe it's because, I don't know, maybe I'm in the targeted demographic for this. I have seen High Blender sponsored posts like crazy. And I think one of the things that you guys as a company do pretty well is utilize social media to, you know, promote your product. So tell me a little bit about that, and tell me a little bit about your strategy in sort of expanding your business and making your product well known.
Yes, definitely. So our initial plans was definitely doing all on our social media. We aim to build a community, a healthy community in the social media. Mm-hmm. That's why we approach to a lot of influencers for them to promote our products.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, there are a lot of influencers that really love our products, and they show it to their fans, like with very passionate, I would say. We also catching up the trend of being in the active lifestyle.
Right.
So during the pandemic and even I would say after the pandemic, the new norm will be living healthy, because everyone is just more health aware.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we use influencers and also coupled with our Facebook advertising, because Facebook, everyone is just staying home, scrolling through their Facebook after their work, especially during the lockdown.
Right, I
see. So we saw this opportunity and we go for this.
Right. Now, I also want to ask you a little bit of a question to do with the pricing of the High Blender, which is specifically pertaining to this your main product, which is the Original Juice Cup Pro. You also do have a few other products as well, like you've got a metal straw set and a smoothie bowl recipes ebook and stuff like that. But I do want to ask you about the juice cup, and also you also have a program called High Blender Care as well. So tell me about, you know, the pricing of the main product that you have, which is the Juice Cup Pro, and how it compares to other blenders that you might see on the market.
Yeah. So our pricing is basically based on the qualities that we provide. So we are putting at that price at $194.99 is because that our quality is up to a level. So our cost is essentially pretty high.
Mm-hmm.
And also we are comparing ourselves to the global players. So we do have a very, very famous US brand in the market as well.
Yeah.
So they maintain their qualities. They are doing great, and they are given a quite similar price point as well. So we decided to follow that, and then we improve our quality constantly.
Right.
Throughout every batch.
And talk to me a little bit about what High Blender Care Plus is as well.
Okay, sure. after we receiving some feedbacks from our customer, we decided to launch a high blender care where you can buy our blender without any hassle, with a peace of mind. So it's like a warranty extension. So if there's any problem with your blender, you can just send it back to us. And then after our verification, we could either fix or we would just send you a new one during the period.
Right, fantastic. So essentially you're making, you know, that investment that much more, I guess, worth it in a way because you have the sort of warranty program in place. Interesting.
Yes, that's correct.
All right, well, it's time to take a short break. But after that, I will continue my conversation with Andrew Po, founder of High Blender, here in Open for Business on BFM 89.9.
Brewing frothy mocha. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
You're listening to Open for Business. I'm Christine Wong, and on the line with me today is Andrew Po, founder of High Blender. So essentially, High Blender is most known for its main product, which is this portable blender called the Juice Cup Pro. And you can carry it around with you, and it can blend things on the go, and you can immediately, you know, drink your smoothie or whatever you choose to blend, you know, right there and then. And it's also got a smart sensor system that allows you to literally blend anything on the go, but make sure that nothing spills and everything. And the idea of this is that it's supposed to help you be a bit more healthy so that you can sort of be healthy on the go as well. Before the break, we were talking a little bit about the beginnings of High Blender, the fact that Andrew started the company as a university student in Manchester. So, you know, earlier before the break, we touched a little bit upon this, on the fact that the pandemic has really brought into view being health conscious, right? You know, I think especially for Malaysians, we're not the healthiest country in the world. I believe we're the third most obese country in Southeast Asia, something like that. You know, and I think health sometimes feels like it's a very daunting sort of issue, but also especially in the case of the pandemic as well. To what extent do you think, you know, this sort of health consciousness that the pandemic has brought has impacted the success of High Blender?
Okay, so I'll say it's greatly impacted on our business because the first thing that impacted us is about the logistic. So it delays our shipments. This is the negative side.
Mm-hmm.
But the positive side of the pandemic is everyone is just want to get healthy and want to get feel good about themselves, especially they are locked down at home. They look at themselves in the mirror every day. So they have more times to like reflect on themselves, and they're seeing people losing their families as well. They are more self-aware and they want to be more healthy from themselves and for their friends and family as well.
Mm, I see. And, you know, in moving the whole enterprise from the UK back to Malaysia, what was that like for you? And was it difficult? Was the transition difficult in any way?
The transition didn't go really, really difficult because where we started the brand in UK is still in the planning and development stage.
Mm.
So when we were back to Malaysia, here is when we started the whole operation and started the pre-order things in Malaysia.
And since then, how has the business expanded?
So far, this month, we are doing pretty well. We have sold out everything by now, and we have sold half of our coming restocks as well because we opened up a pre-order. So I think everything is going pretty great for us, and we are growing really fast.
So generally speaking, the consumer response has been great, I suppose. Do you have any insight into your consumer demographics? You know, is it primarily other Malaysians as well, or is it more an international audience?
Okay, so our current targeted audience are mostly Malaysian and Singaporean. This is also due to the pandemic where we find it hard to solve the logistic problem to the Europe and the US.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided to focus more in the Southeast Asia, especially Malaysia and Singapore in this year.
Right, I see. I also understand that since you guys started last year, High Blender has also partnered with a lot of household names, right? Milo, Visa, Grab, Celebrity Fitness as well. Tell me about what that was like, because one of the most intimidating things, especially for a newer business or a startup, is approaching bigger brands for partnerships like this. So how did all of this work?
Yeah, so actually, we really like to collaborate with big brands like them. And because this can expose us to more audience, and also because our brand position, it helps them to move towards a healthier lifestyle as well for their brand exposure. For some of the brand, actually, they actually approach us for a collaboration where we're really happy to help and collaborate with them.
Right.
So I think it's a win-win situation for the big brand like them and the uprising brand like us, where we can really give them a younger demographic of customer and audience.
Right. And, you know, you not only partner with massive brands, but you also partner with, I guess, the everyday person as well, because you also have the High Blender Malaysia affiliate program. So tell me a little bit about how that works.
Yes, we have just launched a program not long ago, mm-hmm. and we are planning to promote the affiliate program, where we really want to, as I said, we want to build a community where you can share positive things to your friends and family. So we provide incentive for that. So you can definitely earn some commissions or take a share when your friends or family buy one of the blender from us. And also, most importantly, we are focusing on a win-win situation. So your friends and family will actually get an extra discount from you as compared to them buying straight from our website.
Right. And also, you know, I'm noticing on your website, you also have an installment payment option as well. I mean, tell me a little bit about that and, you know, how you came to that conclusion of offering that option as well.
Yeah, so we are aware of this installment thing back in a few months ago. And we really find that because our product is not, I would say, not cheap for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So for a lot of people as well. So we really want to let more people to experience our product and experience to start their healthy journey. So in a way of breaking down the payment into 4 months with zero interest, I think this could be make it more accessible for a lot of people to actually enjoy a good quality portable blender and start their healthy journey with us during the pandemic. I think this is very important for us to make it accessible.
So that's really exciting. And I also want to know, Andrew, could you let us in on some potential expansion plans in the pipeline as well?
Sure. We are planning to launch frozen fruit mix sachet subscription. This will save our customer times from go out and buy the fruits and wash, cleaning the fruit, cutting the fruits as well. So we will do it all from our side. So we will deliver a box full of frozen fruit sachet where we pre-mix the fruits. So we ensure the nutrition facts of the fruits and also the taste of the smoothie that is coming out from our fruits. So basically, you can just open up the sachet, pour the frozen fruit chunks in our portable blender, and you just pour some water or milk inside. You can just start blending and get your favorite smoothie. And so it will save your time from going out to buy fruits or cleaning it, freezing it as well.
Right. I mean, that's so fantastic. You're trying to, you know, I think the initial goal of trying to simplify and speed up getting healthy, I think, is really assisted by, you know, this new development. And I'm so excited to see what kind of mixes you have in store.
Another thing that is we are planning to launch a yoga mat. So we definitely know that a lot of people are working out at home right now. So a lot of them do not have a very good quality of yoga mat. So we are planning to launch a premium 100% natural rubber yoga mat.
I mean, as you said, I think you're sort of taking this brand, not just looking at the blender side of it just by itself, but you're trying to expand it into more a fitness-focused brand in general, and you're trying to sort of expand your offerings of products as well to reflect that, right?
Yes.
Okay, great. Well, thank you very much, Andrew, for speaking to me today all about High Blender.
Thank you, Kristen. Thanks so much for your time.
You've been listening to Open for Business. I'm Christine Wong, and I've been speaking to Andrew Poe, founder of High Blender. If you've missed any of today's podcasts, you can get the BFM app that's available on the Apple App Store or Google Play, and you can download the podcast from there. You can also head over to bfm.my, which is our website, to listen back to the podcast on there as well. You've been listening to BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.